A person shakes an aguda bundle of vegetables, and then as you shake it, liquid descends from the upper side to the bottom, right? You have aguda and you shake it, and then the liquid comes down. What is the halacha? Meshamay says it's b'chiyutan.
What upper part?
You have a bundle, and the bundle is wet. The bundle is wet on top, and it's dry on the bottom.
Yeah.
And it's wet from rainwater.
Right.
And now you shake it. So when you shake it, the rainwater on the top descends to the lower portion of the bundle.
Correct.
So the question is that the rainwater has not been removed, has not left the bundle. It's
correct.
Still in the bundle, but it has gone from one part of the bundle to the lower part of the bundle. Is that called that you've given the liquid hechsher? The liquid has now become choshuv to be machsher food that comes in contact with this liquid to be mekabel tuma.
Didn't we ask whether we want it or not?
Right, that's the question. But just shaking it, it shows that you want it. When you shake it, it shows that you want the liquid.
It shows you don't want it. It shows you want the liquid out, right?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's exactly the point of b'chiyutan. B'chiyutan doesn't mean that you want it for a constructive purpose. B'chiyutan means that you want it. Sometimes
you want to do something.
You just want it.
You just want it to do something.
Right. So
get
exactly.
out of the boat.
You want it to. You show chashivas. It's like in life. Sometimes it doesn't care if you want me for a good. Just, as long as someone wants you, even if they don't want you for a good purpose. As long as someone wants you for something, that's echad good. They want your money, that's also good. At least they want you, right? Even if they just longly needed is a satisfaction in this world. Most people don't even want them. They don't want them. They don't want from them. So hanoya yishake agudah shel yarak v'yardu mitzad ho'elyon l'tachta. Now liquid has been moved from the upper portion of the bundle to the lower portion of the bundle. So what does Allah
say?
The Shammai says it's good enough. The Shammai says b'chiyutan. The Shammai says no. It's not b'chiyutan. Is no good. Basil is nothing. It should be no different than if you shake one stalk. Forget about a bundle. Let's say you shake a single stalk, and the liquid moves from one leaf to another leaf. What is the halacha? Is that sufficient?
No, it's a kelach,
a single stalk. And so, do we take into consideration? Is it significant? Is it significant that
when it goes from
one leaf to another leaf?
When it's a branch,
a single stalk, an aguda is comprised of many stalks. Do we care? Of course not. Of course we do not care. So therefore, he's saying that just like we do not care when it goes from one leaf to another leaf, likewise we should not care when the liquid goes from the upper portion to the lower portion
of a bundle.
So just like no, there is a fundamental difference. A stalk is one, aguda kilochim harbe, and aguda is many stalks.
We want to tell them this also.
You're on the tape. You're on the tape. You don't want to go down a record. I'm on the record. It's aguda kilochim harbe.
Who's listening?
Who is listening? Raise your hand. If you're listening out there somewhere in the world, somewhere in the whole expanse of the world, the 4 billion people have potential, no, 6 billion people have potential to listen to this. It's available for the whole world. Or anywhere in the world, you just got to turn on the computer, type it in, and you can listen to this.
LearnTorah.com, right?
No, they don't want to take me. They don't want to take me there.
What does that mean?
A kelach is a stalk. Is one. It's a single branch.
Yeah.
And therefore, when the water is dislodged from one leaf to the other leaf,
it's insignificant.
It's significant, but when it comes to an aguda is much more chasha because there are many stalks. So when you shake an aguda and the liquid goes from one stalk to another stalk, that is significant because it's going from one stalk to another stalk. It's many stalks. Amalechem Beisil says no, it's not a raya. Hare hamala sakim for Amalechem Beisil. Basil says no, I'll prove you otherwise. Hamala hare, hamala sak mole peris. So he says, so Basil says back no. Basil says, I'll show you pumfakert. Hanoi and amale sak mole peris. You take a sack that has full of peris. When the sunna, you take it out of the river and you put it on the river, on the bank of the river.
On the river shore.
As in Rabbi Avraham Shore. Rabbi Shur, whatever you say is a sure thing.
Right.
If you take out of the river, sack only Paris in the synagogue.
You take out?
Yeah, you have a sack of Paris in the river. It's in the river. It's soaking in the river. And you take it out of the river, and now you put it on the bank shore.
On the bank.
To order for it to dry. Order for it to dry. So what happens when it dries? When it dries. So when the sun will go behind our choshnanu shema yordu mitzat el yin latachtoin. So do we take into consideration the fact that the water? So in this case, when you take take it out of the river, are the perils social to kabbal tumah? No. Because I did not want to. We have a situation where the sack fell into the river by accident. You didn't have kavanah. Let's see what's in the mafarshim. Over here it says, "Hamala sack." Okay, hamala sack. It was a mistake. It was an accident. So therefore, when this sack Mole Paris falls into the river, it is not
But
now you take it at Lerotzen.
You put it on the side of the bank.
That the water should just fall off. It
should leak into the river.
So therefore, you're doing a Lerotzen, they have a Kavana. Do we care? Just because now when you take the sack out of the water,
Lefisha b'sak peris harbe.
There are many fruits in a sack. So therefore, what are you saying that a sack molly peris is equivalent to
nakuda? Do we think like that?
We don't care because just like when it comes to a sack molly peris,
we don't care because it's not significant.
So too, nagudah shal yarok is not significant when it goes from one stalk to another stalk.
Exactly the same.
It doesn't make a difference. Aval, but he does admit over
so
here.
So who said this? Amalehem Beis Shammai. Amalehem Beis Hillel. Harivel Sak Perir Smoil and Nasal Gabi in the heart. Do we care?
We don't care.
Hashin Nana Sheva Yardu Ayel Tachnan.
We don't care.
Avalima.
Shnayim was Nasal Gabi. We have two sacks.
Gab, a Tachnan Bechiyuta.
Minamayim. But that's not Gabi's in the heart.
This is where we got stuck, right?
No, we didn't get stuck. You decided you wanted to leave. You didn't get stuck. This agrees. If you have two stacks, bags, and liquid oozes from the top bag to the bottom bag, so that's really significant. It's gone from one bag to a second bag.
That he wants to happen?
It's not that he wants. It's that it's happening. It is happening. It's a reality. The fact that it's happening.
That's reality when it happens out of the one bag also, no? I don't care.
But that's exactly the point. That's exactly the point the Beis Hillel is making. That when it's within one bag, it's not significant. Just because you're doing a Maisa, which results in water is being moved from one place to another place, if it moves within the bag itself, it's insignificant. But when it moves from bag to bag, that's significant. So in Agud Shel Yarok, it's one bundle. So a bundle, it's the same thing as a single sack, a single one bag. And therefore, it's insignificant that the water goes from
one
part.
What's good from one bag to another bag? It's significant.
That is significant. That he admits. Hatachton b'chiyutan, ha'chshu ha'peros l'shem sakatachton, l'fishahim gufim mechulakim. Two bags, a different guf.
That's the reason, because he wanted the water to go onto the other.
No, not that he wanted. No. He put one bag on top of another bag. He put one bag on top of the other bag. Baratzayn. The chol shemeschad lidas lirida samayim mimakam shayusham. As long as you have kavanah, the water should go from one place to another place. Harei zekili noisim beratzayn mimakam shnevelov. So that's as if.
So he wanted it.
He wanted it. He wanted
it to happen.
Exactly.
Why did he want it to happen? He wanted the water to go onto the second bag?
It's not that he wanted it, but the fact that he arranged the bags, one on top of the other, and an automatic consequence of doing so will cause the water to go.
The fact that he wanted one bag to be on top of the other.
That's sufficient.
That has nothing to do with whether he wanted the water to go from one bag to the other.
Exactly. Because you don't need that. You don't need, when it comes to the halos, when it comes to laws of machshirin, you need a very minimal action to show that you acknowledge that something is taking place here. That is sufficient. Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, he says hatachta and hutar. He disagrees. Hello. You're spacing out. Hello. You look just like your grandson now when you do that.
Who?
Space out. You.
Oh, like what's his name? Yossi. You haven't seen Yossi in a long time.
You call him Yossel?
Sometimes depends on my mood.
He says no. He did af bichel goyin zay. Even in this situation, atach to in loy hochshar lefishel loy neschavin shiur to my mal atach in elah shiyetz luchutz. Even in this case, he
always.
Halach the beisilah. You always like the halach. Halach the beisilah. The Rambam.
I always love that. Okay. I always love it. Rav Yossi am atach to in tahor.
You want the water to go. You want the water to leave entirely, and since the water did not leave entirely, it only was transferred from one.
Even with the two bags.
Yeah, because the water is not going anywhere. The water is just going from one bag to the next bag. The water is not leaving. If the water is not leaving anywhere, that's according to Rabbi Yossi, that's not significant. That's a big chiddush. Rabbi Yossi holds in order for the water to come hooksha, it has to completely leave.
Oh, but with halach is not like that. Halach is like Basil. What did Basil say?
Basil says that from one bag to the other bag is enough. Basil holds that from one bag to the other bag is sufficient. Okay, so let's chaz the Mishnah. Okay, you got the Mishnah?
Yes.
Noyer, a person who shakes. Aguda shel yodok. A bundle of vegetables. The yardu meets sarho elyon letach, and the water goes from top to the bottom. What is halach? Be Shammai says bechid, and it's good enough. It's good enough if water goes from one part
how
of the bundle to the other part of the bundle.
Beis Hillel
says, "In bechid, that's not bechid yutan." Amul Beis Hillel will prove it to you. A bundle is no good in a kelach. Amul Beis Hillel Be Shammai, I know it's a kelach. You shake a kelach. Chayshin hanu shema yatsu min he ole le
shake a branch. You can't.
Does it make a difference if it goes from one leaf to another leaf? Of course not. It's just like it makes a difference there. Amul Beis Shammai says no. There's a fundamental difference between the stalk. Shakelach echad be'aguda kelachim harbe. The machus of an aguda is kelachim harbe, and a kelach is only a bunch of is one leaf. You cannot compare the case of a kelach to the case of an aguda. A kelach in a chanami is not choshev because it's only
it's
one
significant.
Stalk. So when you go from an aguda and you go from one to the other, that's much more choshev.
Significant.
Amalachem Beisilel says hare hamales. Beisilel says hare hamales sak mole peros. Beis Hillel says now, a person is male, a sack, mole peros. Beis Hillel says, no, I'll show you I'm right. I'll show you that the case of a bundle is no different than the case of a bag, a shopping bag. Hare hamale sack mole peros, a sack mole peros. When the sun al gavhanor, you put on the gavhanor on the river bank. If it falls into the river by accident, so therefore this then it's not mihoros, not hoshos, it was an accident. And now I take it out, and by taking the bag out of the water, it's going to cause the water to spill from one fruit to the second fruit. When it's in one bag, tell me, Beis Shammai, what is the halacha? Don't you admit that in this case, the halacha is that it's tahar, that the water is not hoksha, because when it goes from one fruit to the other fruit, it's meaningless. So too, when it goes from one stalk to another stalk, it's meaningless. A bundle of stalks is just like a bag moli peris, a sack moli peris. Are we concerned Shema Yodu Mitzar Elyon L'tachtan? Do we take it into consideration? Of course not. So just like we do not take into consideration the fact that it's gone from one fruit to the other fruit, so too we should not take into consideration the fact that it's gone from one stalk to the other stalk. And Beis Shammai does not respond. Beis Shammai in this is silent. There is no response to what Beis Shammai would hold. Maybe in Beis Shammai disagrees. Maybe in Echad. I don't know, but over here it seems this is safe in the Mishnah. Mashal agrees. That Beis Shammai would agree. Okay, I think there's a fundamental difference. So there's a difference. What's the partial difference between the two? Is that over here there's a sock in the river. So I take it out. Big deal. So now the water goes from one fruit to the other fruit. Big deal. So it's false. But in the case of a bundle, who asked you to shake the bundle? By shaking the bundle, you're giving the water chashivas by going from one stalk to the other stalk. In this case, you have a sock that's lying in the river. So I gotta save the socks. I pick up the bag and I take it out. I have no choice. I have to take the bag out of the water. It fell into the water by mistake. I have to take the bag out of the water to say, well, it's gonna be washed away. It's gonna be taken out by a riptide out into who knows where. So I go and I take the bag out. No, I take the bag out. So the liquid goes from one fruit to the other fruit. But when you have an aguda, who asked you to shake the aguda?
Klochem Harbe.
Who asked you to shake the aguda? If you're shaking the aguda, it shows you're giving it chashivos. Hear the difference? You hear the difference?
The mask is shaking.
You hear the difference?
The mask.
Don't even battle me. I really enough battle. Don't
okay,
battle
go ahead.
Me.
Go ahead. I like it. I think you should write it down. First time I'm
asking to
what
my
you say.
Okay, good.
I like that.
It's not the first time.
It's a new beginning.
New beginning, yeah. But they still also admits that if a person takes out of the water two sakim, avolim hele shnayim l'samel azeh al gav zeh, then the rule is hatachtoin b'chiyutan. Indeed, if the water goes from the top to the bottom, tachtoin b'chiyutan. Why? Why? Because it's gone from the top to the bottom. The Rabbi Yosi Omer, I disagree. Even in this instance, hatachtoin tahor. Even in this instance, where the mayim goes from the elyon to the tachtoin, the tachtoin is tahor. Good. Is it clear?
Rabbi Yosi Omer,
even in this go there. Okay, so we do the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Mishnah Hay. Mishnah Hay. This week's parasha. This week's parasha is Osher. You know that? Datzach Adash Biachav. What is Datzach Adash Biachav? The Gematria. What's the Gematria of Datzach Adash Biachav? 501. What is the Gematria of Osher? 501. Datzach Adash Biachav is Merames on Osher. Osher. Osher.
What is a good number?
Why is it a good number?
I have to ask my
Mishmeina Lachmai. Osher Shmeina. Osher Shmeina Lachmai is, Rishur says, Osher, Rishur, he read this morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, I was learning a Rishur Sefer, and he writes that Osher, from all the children of Yaakov Avinu, he had the best chinuch. That's why she said, Ishuni Banois, all of the Banois are good, I'm a model. She was a model, Leila was a model, that when I had another child, Osher, I gave him the same, Rishur, I gave him the same chinuch aban like everyone else. Sometimes you see the parents after, you know, they get the first child, they work on. The second one, they're tired. By the third, who has koyach to go with mechanich? You run out of steam. Leah, she grew in her chinuch. As she went weiter. She went, every child got better and better. So we got to Osher, ki ishruni ban, Osher, he has a whole drush, ki ishruni banois, is that she was gave him even a better chinuch. She learned all the mistakes. They were karbanos. Reuven, Shimon, she was even better. Mimela, that's why it's called Osher is happy, and that's why he developed into the biggest Talmud Chacham of them all. Not Yisachar, not Levi, Osher. Because yeah. Osher is Mishnayis. Mishmein Lachmai, Oisios Mishnus, a Rishur's Torah. Osher. And I'm being Moisif to that is that this week's parasha is that Tzach Adash Be'achav is Osher, is the Begematria Osher. As it says, why? Because what is the whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim? L'man tisaper b'oznei bincha uven bincha. The ganze Yitzias Mitzrayim is a dugma of chinuch habanim. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's osher. That's achayhud ha'yidusam simonim. The simon is learn from the ten makos. Osher. And what is osher? Osher is teach the kindlach. Mishmein. And what is how you see in Torah Mishnais? It needs to be worked out a little bit more, some more detail.
I like it, but I like the idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're Osher. And Osher is also Osios Rosh.
Right.
Le Rosh v'lo lezanaf. What's so funny?
Okay.
What's so funny?
Because until that point you were...
Osher is Rosh.
Okay.
Le Rosh v'lo lezanaf. There's the Rosh and there's the Rosh. The Rosh subbing for the Rosh.
Okay, okay, now we can go back to that. Now you can get told things.
That stuff that I sent you, it's mamish.
Go ahead.
Pulitzer Prize stuff. Okay. It's too bad that it's censored. Did you read what I sent you?
We're doing so well. What do you want?
Es ha-kresha. Okay, what's ha-memachek? Memachek means... Yahamimachek means to squeeze. You squeeze. Okay, hamachek is a kresha es hakarti. What's karti?
That's what you call like a cabbage, no?
Karti. A karti is a karti es a kresha. What's a kresha?
Is it
karti? What's karti?
Cabbage.
Good, no. Fine. Doesn't make a difference. It's all the same to me. Vuhu chotzir. B'loshen amik. This is chotzir. This is chotzir. B'loshen amishon. Shemikaneach es a kresha. You clean it. So machen means you clean it, you smoothing it. You want to wipe off all the liquid which has accumulated upon this object. They are soichet sarai.
Well, look it up at Google.
You know, over here, I heard that if you take out a smartphone here in yeshiva, you're expelled without any. That's what I heard. I heard the rules over here is if you take out a smartphone, it'll kill you. If I don't want to take it over here, this is muffin. Since when? You care about rules, right? Since when? All of a sudden, you became a tzaddik. Since zaki namay b'chayza b'shuva. Since when? You get weiter. So you take your hair and you rub your hair against your clothing. Okay, whatever that means. What happened over here is that rain, you're outside and it was raining and your hair got wet. So you got it? A person is squeezing his hair in order to extract the water. Got it? So we have two different cases. You have a Kresha leak. That's what it is. A leak. What's a leak? What's a leak? The roof. When the roof leaks. What's a leak? Okay. What?
It's a small vegetable.
It's a vegetable. Yeah. You know what it looks like?
Yeah.
I don't know what it looks like. I never saw a leak in my whole life.
We have it every year.
Do you ever see an animal, a sheep? I don't even know what a sheep looks like. So if I say it, I say, the alkisus on your clothing was sechtam. You squeeze it. Kidei lohitzi mehem es hamayim. So what is the halacha? Rabbi Yosi Eimer hayoytzin hamayim hayoytzin bichi yutan machshidim lefi shiyotzu lirit soynoi v'yashaboy v'yamayim shenishtayru b'kresha u'v'sar u'v'ksus av apisha she'ovroi mimakam lumakam. The liquid in your clothing and your hair and the kresha that has moved from one location to another location, but it has not left the object. It falls later on food. It's not going to be machshir them. What was your covenant? The covenant was that you should completely remove it from its source. The only time that water liquid becomes hukshar is only when the liquid has been fully extracted from its source.
Okay, let's do this again.
You're not paying attention.
You're right.
I wasn't. Okay, a person machik means you smooth, you squeeze out the leak.
You squeeze your hair
against your clothing, like a towel to dry your hair. So the question over here is: so what is that? So when you do these two things, so what happens?
When you extract the water,
you're trying to dry. You're trying, but when the process of extracting water, right. Some of the water is extracted, some of the water is not, but instead this moves from one location to another location on that very object.
Okay.
So what is the halach?
Yeah, Rabbi Yosi
Omer, hayoytzin, the water that is completely extracted leaves the source b'chiyutan. But the eshaboy, the water that's not extracted, that remains within but just has been dislodged from place to place, einon b'chiyutan. Why? B'neshehu mischavein sheyetsu mikula, because the person's kavana, when he went to dry his hair,
he does not want
anything to be left.
Right.
His ideal situation would be that all of the liquid in his hair should be removed.
But how is this like Beis Hillel?
Because Beis Hillel, when it comes to a bundle, to an aguda,
right. it goes from top to bottom, it's nothing.
It's not nothing. It has to be fully extracted.
Right.
Same exact site, okay? Yeah. So nochemol, hamemachik. A person goes hamemachik es hakresha. Person is memachik es hakresha. You squeeze, you press a kresha. This or the hasechet sar b'ksusay. Rabbi Yosi Omer hayoytzin. What comes out b'chiyutan? V'sheshva. Whatever does not come out in b'chiyutan. V'mneshu mischavin sheyetsu mikul. Because your kavanah was that the water should be fully extracted.
Yeah.
And if it's not fully extracted, then you're not going to be chayiv.
Good.
Next mishnah. Hanoyfeach bo adashim. Person blows adashim lentils. Hanayel dashim mipiv with your mouth. Uvelubotkom im yafay sem sheim hein mis lach lechois maher meahevel hapes simin sheim leichos lehispashel. If they become moist from your blowing, it's a sign that they're ready for cooking. You have lentils. So lentils, you blow on them. If you blow on a lentil, go, and you then see if the lentil absorbs. If the lentil becomes moist by you blowing and blowing on the lentil, that is an indication that the lentil is now ready for cooking. The lentil is fully developed. It's ready to go. But if the lentil it rejects, it's hard, and when you blow, the lentil does not become soft, does not absorb the moisture, that's an indication that it's not yet ripe. The lentil is still raw. That's
interesting. You mean it has a different effect when I blow it, if it's ripe or not?
Yes, that's what it says.
It's interesting.
That's what it says. So therefore, if it becomes moist, my hair quickly, there's a sign from above, that it's ready to be cooked. Rabbi Shimon says no. It's not huksha. With the lachluchis of the hevel apesh, ain hevel she'ain hahevel chosh of mashke. So the question was, what was the question?
Who says that? I like that.
He holds ain lachluchis of hevel apesh she'ain hahevel chosh of mashke. So even though the lentils now become wet, manashach, whether it passes the test or whether the lentil fails the test.
Right, that's to make a difference. It's not considered water. He says it's hevel. The hevel apesh is not considered water.
It's the hevel. It is
not considered water.
Not considered water. It's not considered water. They disagree. The Chacham hold that hevel is considered kemayim hayotzim min hapeh le'inyan hechsher. It is called hechsher. Good.
The Rosh
says this. The Rosh, right. The Yesh Mefarshim, Shem Dubikan Berek, Shayotzim, some say it's not we're dealing with spit, with saliva. Berek, Shayotzim, Mipi Hanefech, Venafalam Hadashim, Shaladas, Rabishim, Inamachshim, the Kavanatin, Shalom, and Slav on the Kach.
We're
dealing with you with spit. We're not dealing with you with blowing. When you blow, nothing with the
hevel.
We're dealing with that for sure. We're dealing up here with the saliva. In the process of blowing, sometimes you're not careful, and saliva comes forth and it lands on the adashim. So that saliva, under normal circumstances, is machshel kabbalton. Under normal circumstances.
Why not now?
Because it was shlod chavana. Because you only went to blow. You did not mean that there should be actual spit, saliva. So if by accident saliva was dislodged from your mouth and it fell on the adashim, so according to the shita, the yesh v'farsim shemidu b'kam b'roik shayotz v'pi ha'nefech v'v'al adashim shel dash rabbi shimen enay machshir kevon sheloi nischavein l'kach. Good? You got that? It's shloi b'kavona v'achachom asoyvim shol sins v'derech ha'roik lot seis aydei neficha. It's the derech of the roik to come through the neficha. The roik comes. It's taka normal. When you blow, it does happen that saliva also comes. Hareze ki ilu nischavein l'kach. Seven liquids, a machshir, l'kabel toma, seven liquids. What are the seven liquids? The seven holidays. Rosh Hashanah is what? Dip the apple in the honey. Yom Kippur is Tal. Tal
Yisrael.
Tal Yisrael.
Sukkis
is Mayim. Chanukah is Shemen. Purim is Mishdayayin. Pesach is Dam. Shavuos is Milk. It's Gvaldik. The seven holidays correspond to the seven liquids. So therefore the question of what saliva. Saliva is not H2O.
Right.
Saliva is not H2O. It's a whole different chemical composition. The answer is it's a toloda. Einach enami, it's not mamish. It's a toloda of mayim. That's what's over here. Ta'oichal, next, nu halacha, v'ha'oichal shumshum, it's the person eats shumshum sesame seeds. You lick your finger, and you pick up the sesame seeds. V'goyim she'niach shumshum b'yadoi achas. You put the shumshum in one hand, be it in one hand. You have sesame seeds in one hand, and you have a finger, and you go like this, and you lick like this. So the process, everything is getting wet with the saliva. The mashkin that's on your hand, shehashum shemim ba, this hand. What is halacha? Rabbi Shimon Meir, ain't a mechuyutan. You don't want to get the hand wet. I only want to get the sesame seeds wet. I don't want to get the hand wet. Too much saliva. So any leftover liquid on the hand is not machshul lekabel tumah, because that was not my kavana. You want to get wet. No, I only have one to make this finger wet. I have no kavon that this hand should get wet. It's not going to be good according to the shita. Next halacha, toymein perosu b'mayim b'bnei haganav. Unless you go and you hide fruit in the water because of ganavim, elim chayutan. You're hiding. Where do you hide the keys? Where do you hide the keys to the car? Hide in the bathtub. You fill up the bathtub. Who's in everything going? You have fruit. You don't want the ganavim to steal. So where do you hide the fruit? You hide it from the water. You hide in the swimming pool. No, you spaced out. Now you all of a sudden you all spaced out. Hello. What's your problem? You're not paying attention.
Okay, so let's, what do you call it? This Mishnah, I wasn't paying attention.
Why are you not paying attention? I'm wasting my breath over here.
No, I was listening.
Hatoymein peyrosu b'mayim.
Yeah.
You bury fruit in water.
Okay.
I have fruit and I put the fruit in water, bucket of water. B'mei haganavim. I'm afraid of the ganavim. I don't want them to steal my fruit. So therefore, I'm hiding the fruit in water. In the process of hiding the fruit in water, the fruit becomes wet. So does the fruit become hukshul lekabel tumah?
I'm hiding the fruit in water because of ganav. So do I want? No. Ain't the b'chiyut.
Ain't the b'chiyut. Lo yuchshu aperos.
The three shel.
Shahar you b'mayim shelo yuchsane. Ma'isa b'achshu yushalayim shetam. The vlosam b'mayim b'nei ha. The vlosam means the dates. The vlosam means a dried fig. What is the vlosam?
I don't know, but it's a fruit probably
fruit,
because we're talking
b'mayim,
about
fruit. B'nei ha sik ha sikrin. Hasikrikin, hasikrikin.
Gangsters also, right?
Hainu shoydim, gangsters, vanosim, robbers.
Yeah.
And what was the difference? It gets wet.
V'taharu lehem chacham.
V'tiaru lehem chacham. Es haperos shaloi lechashu lefi 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 shaloi lechashu
lefi
torrent.
What's a torrent?
Torrent means a forceful current of water.
Making up words.
A forceful.
It's a Jamaica.
Dictionary. Torrent, a stream flowing with great rapidity and violence.
Good.
I knew the word.
Wow.
It's the name.
I
know because it's the name of an illegal website that where you can download. You can download anything you want illegally. Legally, it's called torrent. Torrent. You can download all movies, all music, any cover also you want. You can download for free. It's illegal. Called torrent. It means stream. Weiter.
It came from the Sittra Achen.
That's right. Weiter. Why? You're using it as a way to transport. You put in a torrent in order to transport the water down
to the next stream.
It gets wet. Why?
Wow, that's cool.
And the plastic gets wet, the spit comes off. Rabbi Shimon Omer,
Why do you want to get wet?
Next halacha. because I don't want mice be mayim yushlam shetam they lost in their figs. In order to transport them, and it gets what in the Yudan. Okay, up the parak, Shani. We did the whole parak in 2 days.
We're on a roll, baby.
We're in Alif, in the Shammah.